Welcome to Health on the Hill. I'm Mary Agnes Carey. Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius was back on Capitol Hill today answering questions from lawmakers about the troubled rollout of healthcare.gov. Emily Etheridge of CQ Roll Call was there and joins us now. Emily, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
In testimony before the House Energy and Commerce Health Subcommittee, Secretary Sebelius said today that she would have done the rollout of healthcare.gov a little bit differently to avoid some of the problems that consumers have experienced with that website. What did she say that she would have changed?
She said that she might have maybe rolled out the website on a smaller basis, allowing fewer people to access it at the beginning, doing more beta testing to see how it worked, so there wasn't this surge of people that flooded the website and caused it to crash repeatedly, as we saw beginning in October.
She also talked about some new enrollment numbers that have just come out today. What are those?
Right. Well, just today, HHS released their enrollment numbers for people in the exchanges. They say nearly 365,000 people have enrolled in both the state and the federally run exchanges for October and November. Now, that's when some of the website improvements were happening, but before the administration says they really got the website working up and running the way that they wanted it to be. So they're encouraged by those numbers.
And how do they compare with some of the internal estimates that we've heard about?
They are still a long way away from where the administration wanted to be at this point. The goals for enrollment that they wanted to see, it's just a fraction of where they wanted to be before. So they still have quite a long way to go.
But they're saying, if I understand you correctly and what I also heard today at the hearing, that with all the improvements they've made through November, they expect those numbers to really bump up in December, especially as people look at this December 23rd enrollment deadline.
Right. The administration says they always expected people to sort of wait, and especially now that all these website problems were publicized so much and were really such issues for people, that people would wait for them to get fixed. So they really expect people to come in now in December, and then again in March, when the final deadline is March 31st. The secretary said today that several million people had visited healthcare.gov in the first week of December alone. So they see those website visits, those calls to the call center as evidence that people are really interested in this. They may have been holding back, but now they're going to go for it.
But the federal government has had to spend some extra money to fix these bumps and glitches, as they've been described. What did she tell the committee about how much has been spent so far?
She said that so far they have obligated, so they plan to spend, I believe it was $667 million for the implementation, and they have not spent all of that. They think they've spent about half of it so far, she said. About $319 million was her number for that. So it's quite a lot of money.
Right. So they will continue to spend money as needed to fix ongoing issues as they occur. She also talked a little bit about some steps that she's taking to, and the department is taking, to kind of find out what went wrong, to find out why the website didn't go so smoothly as of October the 1st. What are some of those initiatives?
Right. Well, one thing is she's asked the Inspector General for HHS to go in and review contract performance and all of the management structure to determine what really led to these problems. She's also asked the CMS Administrator to create a new full-time position of a Chief Risk Officer at that Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. That person will look at IT projects and mitigate risk in them throughout all of the agency's programs, but really focus first on healthcare.gov. What went wrong? How can we fix it? How can we prevent this from happening in the future?
And I'd like to close with a question about the mood of today's hearing. You and I were both there at the end of October when Secretary Sebelius was in front of a full House Energy and Commerce Committee. It was a much more combative feel. The room was more packed. There were more reporters, more television cameras. Again, the members seemed to have a different sort of line of questioning at that hearing versus today, which seemed to me more subdued. Do you think that was the case?
It absolutely was. It really, the audience wasn't packed like it was before. We had fewer people there, fewer bright lights, fewer cameras, and you really saw the lawmakers respond to that. There were still some heated questions and a couple outbursts, but overall it was much more restrained and a little more, I would say, serious than some of these previous hearings with Sebelius. And that could show that she's, she seemed more comfortable. Maybe she's really getting into the swing of things here and might have a slightly smoother path from here on out.
What do you think that means for the Republican attack against the Affordable Care Act? Is the strategy shifting?
Well, you know, the Republicans lost a big opportunity now that the website has really started to work better, and the administration says it's met its goal of having it run smoothly by November 30th. If that had been missed, I think we would have had another really combative hearing again, but they sort of didn't have that line of attack this time at their disposal. So they're trying to find the other things, that, the other problems that are really happening, and again, we're going to have to see if those develop into being real problems that people are going to be experiencing if anything new pops up, or if they might fizzle out.
All right. Thanks so much, Emily Etheridge of CQ Roll Call.
You're welcome. Thank you.